This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Day 5 of the war between Israel and Hamas. Major Doron Spielman of the Israeli Defense Forces.
They want to destroy us. We have no choice. We don't want to fight them, but we will, and we will be victorious, because if we don't, we have nowhere else to go.
Israeli warplanes have been hammering neighborhoods in the Gaza Strip. Gaza is warning the rescue teams can't reach many areas. Hospitals are running low on supplies, and the region's only power plant has run out of fuel. At least 2,200 people have died in this war, including 14 Americans. And Hamas is holding some Americans hostage, though we don't know how many. The AP's Julie Walker with the story of a woman whose son was at a music festival near the Gaza border when the rockets started flying.
Some families of Americans missing or taken hostage by Hamas in Israel want the government there and here to secure their release. Rachel Goldberg lives in Jerusalem now. She's from Chicago. She says her 23-year-old son, who was born in the U.S., was at the music festival when the attack happened. He called her from a bomb shelter.
Terrorists came to the door. They were throwing grenades in, shooting machine guns. And we know that Hirsch's arm from the elbow down was severed.
Goldberg says witnesses saw him taken away by Hamas, his arm in a tourniquet made from his shirt.
A high school student in Connecticut has died after losing consciousness at football practice. Elijah J. Mariano Rivera was not involved in any football drills at the time at Windsor High School in Windsor, Connecticut, say officials, but there are no details yet about his death. Wholesale prices are up. They rose last month at the fastest pace since April. The suggestion there is that inflation is still a challenge. The producer price index is up 2.2% from a year ago. This is AP News. New charges for Congressman George Santos, a New York Republican.
A new indictment charges U.S. Representative George Santos with stealing the identities of donors to his campaign and then using their credit cards to ring up tens of thousands of dollars in unauthorized charges. Prosecutors say that some of that stolen money ended up in his own bank account. The 23-count indictment replaces one filed earlier against the New York Republican, charging him with embezzling money from his campaign and lying to Congress about his wealth, as well as other offenses. Santos says he has no comment on the new indictment. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Walmart says it's going to build a new $350 million milk processing plant in Georgia and hire nearly 400 people. The plant will provide milk to hundreds of Walmart and Sam's Club stores in Georgia and neighboring states. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.